Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's great. It starts with an earth. Wait, birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world to its own needs. Dummy, serve your.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Thursday, we ain't fucking around. That's not Thursday. Shut up, Shannon. Dumb bitch. She cackled in my face as I just said the wrong day. I don't know why I said Thursday. You want to know why I said Thursday?
You didn't even do it.
Because my son's going out of town tomorrow for a week.
And freedom.
I'm finally at an age. It's the first time in my life where I'm a little bit excited. every other time I'm like, dude, I'm sad. My bubba boy is going out of town. I'm not going to be able to see him. Now I'm like, you know what? He's getting a little annoying lately. He's at an age where it's like, I mean, today I bought him a new fucking book. Took the book cover off the book. I explicitly said, James, he goes, Dad, can I take the book cover off the book? No, you can't. It's a really nice book cover. It's an expensive book. $22 fucking book. Really nice book, by the way. I highly recommend Don't Eat Your Classmates by some bitch. And explicitly say, don't take the fucking cover off the book. I walk out of the room. I come back in the room. He's doing origami with the cover, trying to get it back onto the thing so I can't see it. So he's like hiding it from me. So he's being manipulative. And I'm like, why'd you take the cover off? I just told you not to. He's like, I didn't. You're a liar.
That's why I don't take my kid to the fucking library. Every time we leave, I swear to God, he's in the backseat and I just hear pages rip. Yeah, how old is he?
6 and a half.
Yeah, mine's 4. Like that, they're at the dickhead age.
He's wow. No, this is the crazy age. We have to do a play date.
Well, we should bring him to a bookstore. It's at Barnes & Noble.
I brought him to Barnes & Noble to kill time. We bought a fucking really cool book. But and then he puts the cover back on. And then I'm like, fine, I'm running late. And then I just see him just throwing the book into the air. Now, what do you think's going to happen? Guess what happened, Gino?
It fell on his head.
The cover fell off again. You're goddamn fucking right. The
what
cover
are these
fell
books
off again.
What do you do with these books anyway? Oh, when you get too many betting slips, you put them in the book.
That's right.
So they don't blow away. Not that they can blow away because the Knicks don't give a fuck about your money.
Right.
But
no,
you
we
keep them in a
Gino,
book.
Gino, sometimes you don't have a bed to sleep on, so you fashion all the books into a bed.
It makes your wall so people don't stare at you.
Or your own cot. Yeah. Yeah,
it's we write an hour's worth of jokes of them in 1984.
if you're sleeping in your car and it's on a hill, you can prop it on
that
the
is
book
true.
On one side.
That's true.
You lose a couch leg.
Yes. So it does it so you don't wake up in a ditch.
We have a great show planned today. Gino Visconti back by popular demand. Really wasn't able to get many words in the last time he was in studio with Jimmy
but
Martinez.
The people that watched it live, I got more feedback from that than I have any other time. Because one, when I did my LOL plugs at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And two, when people were watching live and Jimmy was starting to boil over and I was just sliding off the screen like this.
Yeah, he couldn't. That was it. It was a nutty show. And guys, go listen to me and Jimmy's recap of it. We talked. We made up. We're fine.
He's great.
Jimmy's great. He's fine. He's in therapy now. I'm very, very happy about that, which is awesome. And a lot of it was because of he was going to therapy and had a session that morning and he was just on fucking edge.
Yeah.
You know? So look, things happen. Just go listen to that show. It was really interesting. I included the audio of the argument in it as well. So I know a lot of people worried about that. And also, we did a great first half of the show that we never released. So we're going to put that out on the YouTube page today as sort of bonus content. So you get we really just trashed LOL Comedy Club for 45 minutes while you tried to defend them.
I didn't defend them. I defended me
defense?
Doing it.
Well, his defense was he doesn't give a fuck. He's going where he can go up.
Yeah. I'm working on my act.
I get it. I completely get it. But, you know.
But when you did the line, plus we lose the lines, like, you're like the guy driving the children to be molested.
Yes.
My 13-year-old niece snuck out when she was visiting me here with her friends, and they served her
he was
there.
Like, Kumia!
I served her.
They served her at LOL.
Two nights in a row. No joke.
Because she would pay for the overpriced drinks. No one wants to.
She looks 13.
It's $20, no matter what.
She looks 15. Yeah. Don't be such an asshole.
Well, she's heavy.
can't tell with fat girls.
Then I bet fat you girls look well young.
Fat girls look younger than in shape girls.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, it's scientific fat.
Well, it's because they're
fat. Fat don't crack.
Fat don't crack, though.
That's true.
Their skin stretches.
Just ripples.
So it puffs out the wrinkles. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Fat people look younger. You can Google it up.
Fat people look younger.
And I love that he just gave the best plug you could give, LOL. Like, everyone under 21 listening right now is
just
like,
go drink.
We're going to fucking LOL.
I'm telling you right now, if you don't mind paying $12 drinks and seeing fucking Gino Bisconti headline a show.
Thank you very much.
Then guess what? It's a pretty good goddamn time. If you're 15 years old.
I still go there sometimes. Yeah. To work out shit.
Thank you.
Not the weekends. I don't do the weekends.
Oh, I don't do weekends either. And as much as you think it's an insult, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah. If you want to see me headline a show.
I'll do it. I'll do every club I can.
Two times a week if I want to be.
But I'll just get one of the screaming guy with Comedy Central logos.
Yeah, it's look, you're part of the problem too, Monroe. Fine. What I'll say it. Yes.
How?
I don't want to rehash the conversation that we're going to put out on YouTube today, but the problem is they legitimately rip off audience members. That's their business model.
But this is a and I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's a perfect tease to make them listen to what we talk
listen
about.
To it because we get into the conversation.
I agree, but I also go, I don't add to that. I go the to only, go, all right.
The only I reason I say you add to it is you don't need it. And the same thing with you.
Yeah.
You don't need the spot. You don't truly need it. Yes.
I do.
You do.
I need it because if I'm like, because you got the Comedy Cellar thing come up and they give you these topics like literally a day before and you got to go, fuck, who's going to give me the spots I need?
Yeah.
Roy. And I can just go, yo, boom, 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 boom,
but
boom, boom,
you're
boom,
part of, you're boom. Literally, there's 100 people there that have been lied to that are being ripped off, specifically being ripped off.
I tell them to bring me up as Michael Che.
I go there. Just wear a hat. Yeah.
I love it. You know,
I go up as Tina Fey. That's who they're saying is there anyway.
I can't hate on either of you. I'm just saying, like, the analogy that I made was I like, let's say, because Gina was like, I'm doing my job. I go and I do a great job. I entertain the audience. And the analogy that I said was, imagine, Gino, you're a bus driver and you're the fucking best bus driver in the world. And you get from point A to point B faster and more safe than anybody else in the world.
Yeah.
But
is there a scarier idea than Gino as a bus driver?
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up. It's actually drinking.
More fitting for his personality.
So many.
He'll be a fun bus driver.
But here's the thing. But what if point B is a child sex dungeon and you're dropping these kids off at
here
the child sex dungeon?
Well,
so that's the analogy. It's
compound
like, yes, you're
media.
Part of something.
Not a bruise on these little
I
angels.
I agree that club is problematic for comedy.
Roy also books that child sex dungeon.
So we'll listen to that today. We're going to put that on the YouTube channel. We debate this pretty heavily. But we have a great show plan today. Incredible show plan today. Gino's back. Dave Landau is here.
Hello.
Very happy to have you back
on
the show, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Love the stash.
I'm working on it.
Does Keith the Cop make you guys all have that look?
He does.
At Compound Media?
I need to look like an undercover cop at all times who nobody would sell drugs to.
Keep the undercover, boss in line.
Undercover cops really do look like undercover cops. It's crazy. They can't escape
the fuck out.
Let me tell you, if you're an undercover cop, take off the fucking Yankee button down, okay?
Right.
That's number one. We know. Okay?
Also, the fucking cop haircut with no sideburns.
Yeah.
And it's always Jeter. It's always Jeter.
Yeah.
They oversized jeans.
The hat that just
says
New York.
Jeans are always, like, way too baggy.
You still have police boots on?
Yeah.
Here's
what you got to do, because sometimes this is a little bit of a fucking sneaky thing. Also, Monroe Martin is here. Very excited.
Yes!
Show. I'm going to give people advice if they're looking for an undercover cop. Sometimes I'm like, oh shit, is that a cop? Right? You're smoking weed on the street. And this is becoming
you
less and less
trouble,
of a problem.
Though. You can't. 10 days ago.
Let me tell you.
You can't.
Well, Monroe.
Right?
There's a deal. If you have ever been arrested, ever, anything on your record, what they do is they put you in cuffs and they take you to the station to make sure that you don't have warrants. If you don't have, if you've never been arrested, it's been like 10 years, there's nothing on your, like, they'll just give you a ticket right there and then.
Yeah.
But me, I still get put in fucking cuffs and a couple hours of my life is fucking ruined. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you gotta look out for undercover cops.
Is it because of your prior?
Yeah, because I've been arrested for weed like a dozen times.
Okay.
So, but what you, when you're looking out to see to see if they're undercover cops,
lesson
always
learned.
Look at the shoes. Because if they are...
If it has the blood of a Negro on them, he's a cop.
For sure.
He's a cop. He's a cop.
I'd rather you just say Negro.
Go. I'm not going to make fun of you. Can I leave?
The blood of a Negro.
That's right.
What? If there's a gold tooth embedded in the soul.
Can I leave? I can't top that.
That's
can
good.
I go?
That's done.
It's just red with a cornrow stuck to it.
But if they're wearing all black sneakers... all black sneakers.
All black sneakers.
It's cornrows instead of shoelaces.
That's what I mean, the boots. They wear the fucking police issued shoes.
Sometimes they'll wear just like black Nikes.
Yeah, black, but all black. They're always all black Nikes. Yeah. Always, or all, they can be whatever it is. There's not going to be any designs in them. It's just going to be a black sneaker that's good for running. They will not be. These guys that I thought were cops the other day across the street from the stand as we were smoking. They're wearing work boots.
Yeah.
And they looked just, I'm sorry, they had your fucking face. They had the Yankee thing. Dude, they were three guys, Italian guys, white guys. They looked exactly like undercover cops.
Yeah.
And then I looked at their, they had the work boots. I was like, that undercover cop.
Just Mike Vecchione waiting to do his
Yes, it was.
Just Vecchione.
If I'm going to buy drugs, though, I'm going to need a pair of Jordans and they need to be clean.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be, at least.
Yeah. I think, so is that why,
who still buys drugs off the street?
I haven't been sober 10 years, so back when I would do the dope, I would do it that way. Like, I bought off, you know.
Would you still buy it off the street? You can still buy it off the street.
Not really. Somebody, it's always through a connect now.
Yeah. Is it?
Even dealers are very like, they're like, nah, I got to know you through somebody to sell through you.
If you go to Washington Square Park, they'll still offer you.
Because they're homeless. And they're fucking bums.
They're also trying to rob you.
That I will get. Yeah, I'll be walking around in Harlem and I'll definitely get, like, you want some weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to rob you.
Yeah.
Well, there's still a hustle there. So if you are trying to just, you know, bag up some weed and make as much money as possible off it, you know, half gram, 20 bags. Go to the West Village.
Do they still sell dime bags and shit, though?
They'll do like 20 bags, but you'll find this in the West Village.
Yeah.
Because they make it's a killing on it, and you get just drunk kids at 1 o'clock in the morning from NYU. They're like, oh shit, I'll get a little bit of weed. I'm sure they murder it with coke, weed, those last minute little purchases. There's a business there, but I mean, what do you do? They literally just eyeball you up and go, all right, I'm going to just take a chance with this guy. I feel like I look like an undercover cop.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Nah, because you usually wear Nikes with white soles and shit. Yeah, and you walk on the balls of your feet.
It's true. I had to get my fucking New Balance. These are very copy type shoes.
New Balance, how are they? I've never owned a pair.
Oh, they're fucking comfortable as shit.
Oh, they're very comfy.
I choose Asics over New Balance.
I would go with comfort over style. Monroe, that's the difference between me and other brown people.
I'm there.
Asics are way more comfortable than New Balance.
Dude, really? Look at these. Yes. I rock the man slippers. They're Puma. But you just slide them on your fucking foot first thing in the morning.
Gino. Like a housewife.
Yeah. I don't care. They're the most comfy thing in the world.
I like these. These are.
Are you too hungover to tie a fucking shoe?
Haven't drank in 2 weeks. Daddy's cleaning it up.
Are you kidding?
Just taking a break. I'm not.
I'm like, 2 weeks ain't enough to brag about.
Oh, for Gino? Well, yes, it is.
Is it?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. I drink on the show in the morning. 9 a.m. I'm cracking a whiskey. What are you, Mother Cabrini? You never touch the stuff?
That's not a tan.
Uncle Buck. It's from Uncle Buck. I love that fucking line. When the clown shows up, it's fuck. Get in your mouse.
John Favreau.
Let's get some plugs in really quick. Shannon. Monroe, what would you like to plug, my brother?
Plug in the 25th of August. I'm going to be at Union Hall with a bunch of my homies, the 6 Foot Nothing Live. Union Hall, August 25th.
It's a great venue.
Yeah. It's great.
It's fun.
Yeah, you can go. Next.
Is this live or does this air to
it's
everything?
Live. This is live and it will be out on Thursday night.
That's what
on
I thought.
iTunes. Friday. Saturday on iTunes and Google Play and everywhere else.
Okay, Saturday at the Huntington Park at the Dow Event Center Amphitheater. I will be with Neff, Tommy, and friends. 7 o'clock show. Come check me out at that.
Nice. Yeah, I like that. West Side Comedy Club Saturday, the big anniversary bash for New York Comedy Club Sunday. Come on out, have a beverage.
Very nice. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, comics, watching movies. And hey, if you are in the Nashville area, I'm going to be down there August the 11th with Capital Wrestling. Me and Harry Terjanian are coming down your way to bring Capital Wrestling to Music City. So come out and hang out.
Fuck yeah, baby boys. You want to come see me live? I'm at the Comedy Store, L.A., Los Angeles, the 19th of August with the Legion of Skanks and friends, Bert Kreischer, Kurt Metzger, Tim Dillon, Annie Letterman, some other very special guests as well that are going to be on board. This fucking evening is going to be crazy. I think there's a handful of tickets left. It's almost sold out.
Nice.
The podcast sold out in literally minutes. In like 20 minutes that we announced it, the podcast was sold out in the Belly Room. We already have Bert Kreischer on the podcast. We just added another special guest to the podcast that I'm not even announcing yet that I'm so fucking pumped about. You guys are going to be really excited about this. So if you can get some scalped tickets, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea how to do it. But maybe you're not coming unless you got those tickets, you fucking idiots. Don't sleep, bitches. Also, I will be in
Texas, in right outside of Dallas with Big J on the 22nd through 24th of August. And then the 25th of August, I'll be headlining one night only, two shows, Houston, Texas at The Secret Group, which is going to be the venue we're doing Skankfest at this year, Skankfest South, March 28th, 29th of 2020, which we may be adding another day. We may be doing 3 days to Skankfest South, so we'll see. Grab your tickets right now. The Secret Group is an amazing venue, and you guys can check out the venue before we do Skankfest there. I'm doing the little room there. This was done last minute, so it will sell out, so grab your tickets right now, August 25th, Houston, Texas. Also, go to our iTunes right now. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. My YouTube channel, Louis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube, all the latest episodes are there as well, plus clips from my special, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, where you can get anywhere you buy comedy specials. But if you love the show, every episode we've ever done is available on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This show, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me Podcast, Midnight Spook Show, 20 incredible shows, plus Shannon Lee Hires, The Thing Is Ding Podcast. And also, guys, do me a favor, Shannon is having a competition with Ralph right now. Does Ralph know about the competition?
Yeah, he's been really trying to push. He's been posting on Facebook and stuff, so it's annoying.
Here's what you got to do right now. Two things, okay? Shannon's trying to beat Ralph to 10,000 Instagram followers. Shannon's so much hotter than Ralph. We give Shannon a lot of shit because she's not that hot for like a woman in the entertainment industry. But comparatively to Ralph, I mean, we're talking about blammo. Wow. I mean, holy fucking tit balls. Look at that right there.
Many times I've been looking at her Instagram and I make the sound blammo at the reveal.
Exactly.
Blammo!
Shannon, you need to post sluttier pictures. So Shannon's going to make a commitment right now. Slutty picture right now, Shannon. Thirst trap photo right now. Right now.
I can't.
Shannon, just post an old one.
You have no thirst trap.
You have an old one. Post an old one. Be like, hey, boys, simply nice. And then hashtag realize podcast. What you need to do right now.
Hey, inmate number 046372.
24601.
No, I don't know what that is.
Little Amez. Why not? Come on, baby boys.
Music. I don't. I'm bad.
Must be new.
I'll be watching Sarah McLachlan at Forest Hills Friday.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, fucking with the. Oh, yeah.
Arms of an angel.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done.
Oh. Are you going to bring your dog?
You need to follow Shannon right now on Instagram.
And unfollow Ralph.
Oh,
that's mean.
Shut up.
That's okay. A good trade-off.
Unfollow Ralph.
That's a two vote swing.
Unfollow Ralph.
All right, I'll chant.
Unfollow Ralph. Unfollow Ralph. Yeah,
mean.
Fuck Ralph, man. Ralph doesn't help with this show. What has Ralph ever done for me?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, okay. What are you really missing? Ralph once every month posts a picture of him from 1992.
It's true.
And then like, look at the cauliflower I made.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's not good. Shannon, at the very least, you can put Shannon into that Naked app, and you can take her pictures and see her fucking tits. There's no way they're gonna get
there's a Naked app.
Yeah, there's an app that makes people naked. I think you can still download it on the dark web.
Yeah, because they removed it from the app.
But it takes the clothes off. It only works with women, which is incredible. I love it. It's fucking beautiful.
It takes their clothes off.
It essentially gives you what they would look like naked, but there's no way they're going to have the fucking lopsided nipples of Shannon. It's impossible. The technology will know that one nipple's facing this way, one nipple's facing up that way.
There's also no way the technology knows if they're 18 or not.
That's true.
She has the Forrest Whittaker of nipples.
I've seen them.
Yeah. Kidding. Shannon's tits look like Forrest Whittaker. That's good.
Yes.
I like it.
He doesn't have a lazy eye. He's black. He has a lazier eye. All right. Oh, yeah.
He's got lazy eyes, lazy hands, lazy legs.
There you go. But the eye's lazy.
I'm not going to help if he jumps.
Come on, Monroe Forrest.
He's right. I was watching Fast That's Times the other day. Forrest. Still holds up. I forgot he was the football player.
Unlike his eye.
Oh, he's great.
Was it always wonky?
It was, because I watched it. They zoom in, like, remember the scene? They act like they wrecked his car, Lincoln, and then he's like, they show a close up, and he does, and it's such a funny scene. But yeah,
can get that fixed. I kind of admire the fact that he hasn't.
He don't need it fixed.
Yeah, anytime.
He's great in Arrival. Underrated movie.
Agreed.
He's great.
I enjoyed Arrival.
Yeah, it's a brilliant movie. Yeah.
And look, he's solid. Arrival. You know, he's fucking. I just don't remember what the earliest thing that I ever saw him in.
Yeah. He was in a ton of shit.
I feel like I've seen him without the lazy eye, though.
I do too.
He's got it in Fast Time, so it's got to be before that. Or maybe it's not as noticeable, but they do a close-up.
They could have done put something
like CGI.
Over.
They had to have tried to fix it.
There's no way he just says, you know what? This is my thing.
Why not?
Did Idiot
because
mean?
He would just show up one day with a normal eye. They'd be like, hey, you know what?
We're going to give you more roles now. There's no. We can
you fix a lazy eye, honest to God?
You can.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's like a rotation surgery or some shit.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
If I had a lazy eye, I would tell them to fucking pry it out of my face with a hot butter knife.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I would rather have one eye with an eye patch than have the fucking lazy eye.
There was a girl in our high school that had lazy eyes and she got them fixed.
She had two lazy eyes?
Yeah, she had two. They're cross eyes. And it made her very attainable. She was hot.
Neuroscience has proven that the human brain can change at any age.
There you go.
So lazy eye is treatable at any age, too. Treatment involves glasses, atropine drops, eye patching, and or vision
therapy. You eye patch the good eye, and you make the lazy eye work.
So it's very
eye patching is very
archaic.
You
put a white eye patch on the good eye, and then the lazy eye looks at it, and it has something to...
It's like, what, am I supposed to do something right now?
A lot of mileage.
Am I supposed to do something right now? Oh, all right, you just going to lie there? All right, what up?
That's all an eye patch is, though. It's like, you going to wear a mask over that stupid thing.
Fuck. Shit. So yeah, dumb. I would... I mean, not like... You know, I've seen it happen before, like we're in certain pictures, you know, but I'm just saying, like, if I was straight up, like, you know, lazy eye, like out fucking up there, like just a wandering fucking eye,
yeah,
I would just fucking say, take it out.
Or go on America's Got Talent.
But is it looking?
They said just put on glasses.
No, yeah. Man, take it out. I'm not wearing glasses. I ain't a nerd.
I think you just want to hurt yourself.
I ain't a fucking nerd.
You need the, you're going through something. You need therapy.
I got LASIK. I mean, they can fix anything.
Did you get LASIK?
I did.
I might need that.
It's fucking amazing.
Like,
what is LASIK? I don't even know.
They just, I don't really either, but they laser up like, your eyes.
Like as you get older, your eye gets older, and they just sharp. They just, I hear they scrape the eye a little bit, and like
they used to. They just like cut. Now it's just lasers.
Wow.
Really?
So yeah, dude.
How much does
downtime is hours.
Really? And LASIK, you can get like a Groupon, so it's like fucking $80.
It's way cheaper
now. So cheap.
I paid like $3,500, and I think now you can get it honestly for like $12,000.
Really?
Yeah.
When'd you get it done?
I wouldn't get it for $1,200.
3 years ago.
I'm like a discount surgery. I would personally buy Shannon new tits because I bet you I could find them for like $1,500.
Really?
And that would, but I'm not gonna get her $1,500. I remember when I was a kid, like my mom would always try to get me non-brand sneakers.
Yeah.
And I didn't give a shit. I was like, no, it's going to have a fucking Nike check or something. Okay? Yeah. It doesn't matter. We're starting off the base. That's the fucking base. There's an actual brand logo there. So Shannon needs some brand tits. What is the cheapest you can get tits for in New York? The absolute cheapest. Because Shannon, at one point...
What is the Marshalls of titties?
Yeah. A cadaver?
The cheapest I've heard is $3,500 in Brooklyn.
Titties,
for
man.
Titties?
Yeah, $3,500.
Yeah, but they're going to be black.
Yeah. Yeah. Or what if it's like? What if it's like different
They'll
colors, like old cars that they put together the different parts,
like the Partridge Family
color.
Bus,
the primer color.
Yeah,
they've been donated from a dead body in a car accident. Yeah. This one's a little burned.
$3,500. You wouldn't do it for what is the place? What are the reviews on that place?
Nate found one starting at $3,000.
Let me see.
He's looking at it.
I feel like they just blow into your titty.
Is it more money for a bigger titty?
No.
Extra lean.
Once they cut in.
Once they're in there, they don't care. Since
that's impossible. No, if you get like crazy big tits, that has to be like more money. Specialty.
Well, no, if they're crazy big, then they have to stretch it first. But since mine are already done, maybe it'll be cheaper just to get them redone.
Would you go bigger? What did
I would go like half a size bigger because I'm going under the knife. I need to like, there has to be an improvement when I'm done.
Here's what you do for comparison shopping. Go and find the price of a new couch and then say, how much would it cost to just reupholster it? And whatever that percentage is, that's what it should be.
You compare the titties to a couch?
She's just reupholstering her tits. She's just having a stuffing chair.
I can call my doctor and ask him to have them redone if he would give me a discount if we plug him on air.
Call him right now.
Yeah.
If you plug him at home, you know, they'll be even cheaper.
I'll pay for them if I can plug you on air.
On the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I offered Shannon.
And then I'll listen and yell blammo.
What did you pay for your tits originally?
They were $8,500.
They were
holy.
The doctor is on.
They cost a father's love.
Is a doctor on Park Avenue?
Bucket seats and a Landau roof.
And he's still in practice. So he's a good doctor.
I mean, you can build a deck for half that much.
Yeah. So he wasn't unbotched, which is important to not go to that guy.
It was actually $6,000 for one tit; the other was half off.
Yeah. I would.
That's lopsided.
No, I mean price wise, Dave.
If he would do it for $2,500,
love what you did there.
If he would do it for $2,500, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out next week.
Okay.
You just got to get him to say yes, Shannon.
I'll call him after this.
We'll
show.
Figure it out.
Okay.
Can I get mine reduced? I have like puffy nipples.
Yeah. Can we donate tits?
I got
puffy.
Yeah. Yes.
Can I just get liposuction? If I got liposuction.
You don't need it, though.
I do.
Together?
You don't.
Shannon, beat it. You don't even have money for tits. You fucking. fucking hanger on.
Is that order?
Fucking heavy hangers.
Shannon would fucking come to surgery with me and then like do the thing where like you're at dinner and she's gonna pretend to reach for her wallet. I'm like, no, bitch, you're paying for your, we're going Dutch on these surgeries.
As long as you got all those tools out, and then she flops her tits. Hey, could you maybe?
We could all donate.
Yeah. We thought about this before. We thought about doing a GoFundMe. I just don't believe in GoFundMe.
No, because then they also want me to do gross things for the money.
The phone.
Spitting on my dick is not gross. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yes.
Fucking selfish.
It's called
it
show
is
prep.
More gross to the receiver, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, it's your fucking dirty old lady spit. Oh my God. Fucking smells like Werther's Original and pistachios.
Ooh, that sounds I'll spit on a dick for $100.
$100?
Sure.
That's really not bad. I mean, $100, like you're how? Just spitting on a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That video was fake, right?
Which one?
At the Bobby Kelly?
No, I really blew him.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude.
No. What? You're fucking with
I really filleted Bobby. Yes, obviously.
Okay,
I
thank
you. No, I blew him.
Did you really? Real, dude.
You put his dick in your mouth.
He's a real penis.
No.
Why?
I swear to God.
Nah.
Because I had to. I was calling for me.
There's no way it was real.
Like a dildo or some shit.
You pulled out a dildo, mouth, right?
Dude. I don't believe
it. Yes, it was a dildo.
Thank God. Yeah.
It was a dildo.
People keep asking me.
I know.
They're like, you know him. And I'm like, I think it was a dildo.
Yeah, it was a dildo. You know, out of context, I could see how it does look like illegitimate penis. When I was picking out the penis, I was like, dude, realistic. That's what I need. The most realistic
he
penis.
He was giggling,
he's
though.
He's got the
like
whitest penis
ever.
Wouldn't it be funny if while you're blowing him...
It was like two or three shades darker than his skin.
Than
the way
him,
it would
yeah, I was going to say. It's like glowing the Michelin man.
Wouldn't it be funny if while he was blowing him, he pulled out the dildo and went, ta-da!
Hey, what's that behind your ear?
Hold on! You got me. This guy. Ah, you got me.
What's that up your ass?
I didn't know dildos could come.
Like a magician. That's it. You left in your asshole.
All right. Did I give the promo code for the network? I didn't, right? Promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial if you guys want access to the show and all the other amazing shows here on the network. Okay. Got to talk about some stuff here. It's a big fucking day, man. It's a big news day. Don't touch my kendama.
Just want the face showing. Product placement.
Also, my kendama skills are getting crazy now. I mean,
that shit is hard.
Shannon.
I can't do it.
Shannon.
It's like you got to hold it in place.
Yeah.
Like once you get
it's
it there,
cup.
It's like, yeah.
It's a fucking balance. No,
there's three cups. There's a spike. There's all this crazy different shit you can do with it. I'm really getting into it right now.
Yeah. It's not just.
Who is Adam 22? Who is he? Is he a producer?
From where? Where is this?
Just look up Adam 22.
On Twitter. He was the one that posted the Dina thing and said she deserves whatever happens to her.
I know, but he plays kendama, so I have a closer connection with him than I do to Dina. I don't really do comedy anymore. So
anymore.
I've never really done comedy. There he is.
Yeah, okay. That's his real face.
Yeah, dude. He's fucking badass.
Who is he?
I don't know what he does. All age. I know is he's a good
hip-hop taste maker.
Maester drink.
He's a hip-hop taste maker.
He looks like everything that's wrong with drink. Irish people and Puerto Ricans at the same time.
Yeah, and hip-hop. Yeah. And hip-hop.
I could not hate someone more based on one photo.
Do you know who he is?
White neck
no,
tattoos.
Not at all.
You don't know? I would figure you would. I thought you were... Oh, Adam 22. He was the...
Hip-hop taste maker. What is that? Like
accused of rape.
And intimidation.
Well...
Daily Beast.
You're not gonna.
Aren't you supposed to be intimidating?
Yeah. You can't rape without being intimidated.
Exactly.
If you're not intimidating while you rape, you're just making love.
Yeah.
Then you're just doing improv. Then you're just fucking...
Did you say it was intimidating? No, it's very gentle.
I mean, yeah. He raped me. Yeah. Well, I'm not
wasn't
intimidated
even impressed.
At all.
Wasn't even impressed.
Listen, I wasn't
rape.
Scared or anything, but it was pretty brutal.
It was some pretty bitch ass raping, if you ask me. Barely got my heart beating.
He took me to dinner after. I mean, I didn't even run.
Fail.
Rape fails.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Well, no, you don't show him on the kendama though. So this is the thing. I don't believe that he could rape because. There's no way you get this good at kendama. You don't have time to sexually assault women. Now, don't show him teaching other fucking people.
People. That... Say people.
He's just hanging around.
Nothing too complicated. Usually people seem pretty able to get this. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to raise the ball up.
That's not him either. Shannon, you're just showing... Is that him?
Distance you can straight up.
That is him.
Land it on this big cup.
Pause it.
And you want to...
I was not expecting him to have that voice as a hip hop taste.
Totally different, yeah.
I thought I was gonna be like, yo, let me show you how to do this kendama, baby boy.
No, now I believe he's a rapist.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That was very
he's got that creepy.
He got like
let me show you how to do this.
School counselor, guidance counselor energy, and he just like got the tattoos to appeal to a black audience.
Right.
Can you show him doing some tricks? I don't want a tutorial, Shannon. Just simply go to his Instagram and show him doing some fucking tricks.
He was gonna do it.
No, it was a tutorial. How to fucking restring a kendama or whatever.
All right.
This is why no one will pay for your tits, Shannon. If you were better, people would fucking just be jumping at your tits. On the Legion of Skank subreddit, they posted an old YKWD with Shannon, the premiere of Shannon. She tried to be the YKWD producer.
There.
I was there for that.
To me that day.
I know.
Remember?
I remember. I was trying to fuck.
YKWD.
I'm dead ass.
There we go.
Look at this guy.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, no, he's good.
Oh, that's impressive.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, he's so cool. Doggy.
Oh, he's not, it's not even on the thing.
Look.
That's dope.
Doggy.
That's insane.
I don't give a
I
want to
be his friend. How do I become Adam 22's friend, Shannon? I don't care about the Dina stuff. I'm on his side. Also, can I say, fucking Dina, she should have just chilled for 2 days. Nobody cares.
Who's Dina?
No, look, Chad Zumok's back on Twitter. Nobody cares. Nobody's even tweeting about...
did he get his account back, or did he have to start from scratch?
I think he got his account back, but he lost his blue check mark.
Was Dina the one who was raped?
Probably no. Sophia McConnell. Who knows? Likely.
Yeah.
Well, more than likely. Where does the funny,
well,
where does the funny come from?
If she doesn't have a special, I doubt she was.
Yeah.
Oh, Zumok got it
now
back.
Got it
yeah.
back.
But no blue check mark.
What did he do?
Whoever hacked and stole my account, I'm coming for you. I'm pressing charges and I will find you. I made fun of a rapper and you committed a crime. Payback.
It's good to see you're not following.
What did he do?
He made fun of extension. Extension.
Well,
he just defended that girl who made a fucking joke.
But then he started trolling, saying, and then he started going over the top, making those jokes to get them to attack him.
Yes. Yeah.
Then they did. And then one of them, because these are all 16-year-old white kids that like this rapper, was a computer hacker and hacked into his Twitter account and started writing, "I'm a faggot clown," and shit like that, which is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
To be honest, so I didn't know it wasn't him.
Yeah.
He texted me and I was like, well, this was all valid.
You are a faggot clown, Chad Zumok.
That's so cool. I like Chad, but I honestly thought he was just being a dick on it.
News?
I didn't think it was that.
That's so
brutal.
Funny. Yeah, it was the.
I don't think comics should apologize for anything. You just let it blow over. She did her job because they gave her topics to talk about.
And
that was the joke they chose
to air.
It did
blow up and people were saying shit, but the reality is, if you don't stoke those, especially if you're not like a. If you're not committing a legitimate crime, right, it's just going to blow over. You know, it's simply going to blow. People talk about it for 2 days, and then they move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
To pull a clip, though, and take the credit away from somebody is a shitty thing to do.
Her agent asked to pull the
clip. She asked to pull it?
Yeah.
I guess I get that. That's a shame, though, that it is that level of harassment now where she was terrified.
Yeah, but
it's like this meek little Arabic girl being.
Yeah, but Landau, since you joined up with Compound Media, how many messages have you gotten being like, "I hope you die
today"?
Yeah, I mean, you're just not a little girl, and you're just like you have real problems in life. You've dealt with you've had addiction.
Yeah,
it's just you're like you. I think a lot of people, I can't muster up the energy to go like, oh my God, I got a death threat. If I went to call through my Twitter or any of the shit that I've had, I can show you death threats and threats toward me and my family and whatever.
Yeah, but getting docs, getting your address and your mom's information put online.
I mean,
different.
Yeah.
Oh, just
scary,
read the comment section when this comes up.
Yeah, but it's just sort of like, it's scary, but once again, it's not actually a practical thing it's not a practical fear. There's nobody getting...
That girl just got killed in Russia.
Who? What?
Have you heard of the site The Saw in Russia?
No.
So Russia's crazy homophobic. Like,
There's no gay people there, though.
It's literally like promoting gay lifestyles. There's a gay propaganda law that Putin wrote. There's a website called The Saw where they dox gay rights activists and put their addresses and offer prizes to kill them.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Activists, politicians, journalists have
been
murdered.
A lesbian activist just got stabbed outside of her house by a guy from that website.
Zach.
Really?
You're talking about fucking Russia, which is a goddamn third world country, basically, and you're talking about an activist in a country where it's like, they fucking kill gay people. I'm talking about specifically
When's the last time somebody has been murdered for a joke? When's the last time somebody showed up at somebody's house, showed up at a comedy club and said, I was offended by something somebody said, and they fucking pulled out a gun or tried to hurt them in any way? It's not, it's not a practical fear. It just doesn't happen. There are fucking 10,000 comics between New York and LA, and it hasn't happened yet.
I think it is, though, a practical fear, at least in the sense of when you look at like the guy who did the Draw Muhammad thing and people showed up. Now, granted, it was Texas, so they got killed instantaneously. Yeah. But there's so much going on right now. When is that going to happen? Maybe. I mean, because I think it is. I think there is a...
You're right that there technically is going to be a first time. I'm just saying...
Yeah. Someone's forgetting Phil Hartman's Take My Wife, Please routine.
That's true. Wasn't it Take My Life?
Ah, shit.
But wasn't it...
I love that.
Pew, pew.
Wasn't it... wasn't your first time you got one scary, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember
the first time I got trolled, I remember I was like, what?
Me too.
What is going on?
But then you find out that they're not really going to do anything. I always go, if you can put the time and effort in hunting me down and killing me, you could have a better life.
Doggy, our spots are out there. We post our fucking dates every single night. And this, I understand that women are in a different thing, but you hear this, like, well, I can't promote my shows now. And it's like, you can.
That's a lie.
It's just not determination to kill somebody.
Amy Schumer is a fucking world famous comedian. Do you know how many rape threats, death threats that bitch gets every fucking day?
But she can pay for security now.
She can pay for security, but do you think she really needs it? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that there's anybody trying to hurt somebody because of shitty jokes. I think that, look, I mean, David Spade had a stalker. There are crazy people out there, but I don't think
wasn't
it is
that his assistant, though?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But it's not the action. It's one action of a joke I don't think is drumming enough up enough emotion to get people going.
I don't think she should have apologized at all. Let it go. I get it, because it was you getting threatened. But it's an occupational hazard. We say shit, and at least I keep in the back of my mind, I know if I say something disrespectful, somebody may want to fight me.
Yep. But if I'm at a comedy club,
I still go, well, fuck it, I'm going to tell it because it's worth getting attacked for.
It depends. Yeah, it just depends on what it is. If there's a big, scary, muscly motherfucker in the front row, and I'm trashing the crowd, I'm fucking with him.
I got it going here too.
But let's say he doesn't react. Yeah. And then I see he's like getting like legit. Now, in a moment, I'm going like, all right. Well, the repercussions here could be this guy could try to fuck me up.
Yep.
He might say, hey, say another thing to me or my chick, I'm going to fuck you up. Now, it's not right, but if I say another thing, I should expect a fight.
Yes.
Now, if you say something on a public platform, Twitter, social media, Comedy Central, any of these things, and it's at all controversial, at all, just expect that. Expect people to be emotional.
But people don't. That's why I don't join the fight of the comics when they go, freedom of speech. I go, we have freedom of speech. Right. You just got to deal with repercussions. Yeah.
I agree with
that's
that.
That's the only thing. That's if you want to speak freely, you have to be willing to deal with
it's not even a freedom of speech thing. It is comics speaking out against other comics' freedom to express themselves. That's what bothers me.
I don't like that.
So it's not like I'm going like, oh my God, there's this oppressive thing in the industry. No, the industry has always been change your jokes. And it's not even about people's emotion. Yeah. Guess what? If Burger King is a sponsor on Conan O'Brien, you're not telling a fucking McDonald's joke.
Yeah.
Guess what? Well, that's not happening.
There would be no Richard Pryor, Joan Rivers if it wasn't for that. There's always going to be a way to be innovative.
They went to jail for shit like that. You know what I mean? Just get trolled.
But the difference between trolling, though, and us is you're standing up for your right for freedom of speech. You're not hiding. Yeah. And I mean, that's what's bullshit. Like, is that really a freedom of speech to yell something fucking anonymously? Like, do you think that's what the amendment is about? Is you being able to hide behind a bush and yell faggot at somebody? It's not really the same
Literally
thing.
Literally was my act when I started.
Well, yeah, but
plug that. I'm doing that at 3 this afternoon.
But I mean, it's just, it's sort of, it's not the same, in my opinion.
What do you mean it's not the same?
Because I think that if you are a comic or you're putting yourself out there with your opinion and you're able to stand behind it, somebody who's just able to attack you isn't if they're hiding who they are.
But then we don't deal with that. We don't have to deal with that.
You just got
to
turn it off.
You just go, I don't give a fuck. I got more jokes to write.
I pretend that I'm more famous than I am. I pretend, and at this point, it's gotten to the point where I can't read every comment on Twitter. People get mad at me because I don't go through my other box on Instagram. Like, oh, dude, you think you're too good to get back to your fans? I'm like, dude, I go through this box like once a week when I have time to scroll through some shit. Like, I don't have time to go through every message, but a guy or Amy Schumer or Joe Rogan or any of these people who are legitimately famous and have millions of followers
They don't have time to read the troll comments. They genuinely don't. They don't have time to scroll through. They have other shit going on, and there's too many that come through.
And you shouldn't read them anyway.
Yeah. Well, no, I think you should. I always tell young comics to read them and don't ignore them. Just embrace it, because you just build a thick skin.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the amount of times that I've been told
you have to do
that
it.
I'm an unfunny Ninja Turtle, at this point, I sort of...
And you got a Ninja Turtle shirt.
So I wear it. I embrace it.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, real quick. I want to pull up... Speaking of Twitter, pull up my Twitter. This girl's a real-ass suit of the week candidate for sure.
Ooh.
Quinn?
Well, yeah, Quinn.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no, go back. Rewind it. You got to actually get the whole video. Go ahead.
Oh my God.
Yes! Yes! She tries to take the camera down before.
Now, no prisoners. All audio listeners, yeah. There's two girls doing, like, you know, the jousting thing at a 2-5-year-old girls doing a jousting thing at, like, one of these bouncy room type
gladiator
things.
Gladiator thing. It was great.
And there's a baby crawling across the beam toward them, and the mom's going, "Get him, Maverick!" Because the baby's getting involved. It's cute. And the one girl, Quinn, knocks the other girl off the beam, and then pauses, looks at the camera, and just walks over to the baby and thumps the baby
but
off the beam.
Doesn't hit the baby with the easy side.
She just pushes him.
Does complete body turn so that she lifts the baby in the air and sets it going.
Then she goes like straight.
She could have just hit him with the right.
And good, it's and like, look, she knew to hit her in the hip. Like, that's where you get the most, it's almost, you know, that's physics. That's
it's a
great
baby, so it's like hip and rib cage all in one.
But she got
I loved it.
And then they cut it before she yells, "There can be only one Highlander."
Yeah, that's true.
I can't. Look, I'm very against child abuse. And I've also said this before. A lot of times it's siblings.
It's a noble
stand. As opposed to all the people that are slightly against it.
Even, well, I mean, look, I'm a crazy peaceful parent. I don't spank my kid. I don't yell at my kid.
I'm the same way. Yeah,
do you let your kid fight?
No.
No?
No.
But you fight.
Fight? What do you mean?
No. Like if somebody hits your kid... Is your response to tell the authorities? Yeah, or are you going to fuck them up?
Hit that kid.
Well, who hits the kid, a grown-up or a child? Is that I'm serious?
He's saying another child.
If another child. Okay. No, I would tell him. Hit your kid, you got to.
Yeah.
I watched
if I witnessed my son getting hit, no, I wouldn't make my son fight. Okay. My son's in jiu-jitsu. He boxes, does kickboxing. We martial arts is sort of in him, and I'm building this muscle memory in him. So if he's ever in a situation when somebody's on top of him, it will be instinctual for him to get back on top. He's going to just know. He's going to know where to go.
It's going to be some prom night.
Yeah.
that's what we're doing, though.
He's ready for scouts.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't do the thing that my mom did, which is literally stand there and make me fight and fucking. I think that's sort of a form of abuse to a certain degree. I think it's my job to step in and be a responsible adult and say, no, you guys aren't hitting each other. And then, you know, that's that. But it's when I'm not there. You know, it's really there's going to be a time when somebody fucking swings at him and he's been slipping punches and throwing punches, counter punches since he was two. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that that sort of sets in for him. But yeah, I mean, I hope not. I hope my son is able to carry himself in a way where he never has to be in a physical conflict because that all that shit comes from us not knowing how to fight. It all comes from us truly not knowing and being scared. We're fucking scared animals. So all that intimidating shit and that pounding our chest when we see another guy and we, what's up? Let's do this shit.
Yeah.
That comes from we are not fucking sharks. We're scared little fucking rabbits and we're trying to make ourselves bigger. And it's very primal, right?
Yeah.
The guys who know how to fight, like martial artists, guys who know jiu-jitsu, guys
you are
who know
still
martial
in
arts,
anger therapy.
Oh yeah, I am. I can tell you. But
it's a good thing. I'm not.
Those guys, they don't walk around with a chip on their shoulder. They don't have to prove anything. They know they can kill you with their bare hands with ease.
The quiet guy never will ever, you know. And I put my son the same in it's ninja class because he's four, but he's starting to learn that.
That's awesome.
And there is a moment of pride. Like,
thank God you said ninja.
Yeah.
There's camp
they have classes.
Yeah,
we have.
It comes naturally. They don't need.
I mean, skipping it.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
But we have videos in his preschool, and I watched a big kid come up and shove him and take his book.
Ooh.
And then I watched my son turn around, grab the book back and then just drop him by hitting him in the throat.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, that's fucking awesome. But beautiful. I couldn't tell him how cool I thought that was.
No.
I had to be like, you don't hit. There's teachers. And that's why we're trying to channel it, because when you're 3, 4, you know from having a kid, dude, they fight, they bite each other.
Yeah, they're dicks to each other.
Yeah, they attack each other all the time.
This is why I like jiu-jitsu for my son, because it's so practical, right? So they spar at the end of class. It's the only martial art where they actually spar. So if you're boxing with kids, rather, if you're boxing or doing Taekwondo, Muay Thai, whatever it is, they can't have these kids elbow each other in the face or kick each other in the head. And you can do the motions and you can drill, but until you put it into a practical situation where you're defending yourself, it doesn't really come together. And that's what I learned by training for that fight last year. It's like, once I sparred, I was like, oh shit, I knew nothing until I sparred. And then I sparred, I was like, okay, this is a way fucking different thing. You don't realize it until you're really there, because there's so many other factors. So he puts it into practice in jiu-jitsu class. At the end of every class, they actually roll, and they really try to submit each other. They're really trying to
do a ton of ecstasy.
Yeah, they're fucking just like just feeling each other's hair, smelling each other.
You wish you hadn't thrown out all his pacifiers, had to buy all new ones.
But it's that is a very practical thing. So he's been sparring now for 6 months, and he does jiu-jitsu. There's a dickhead in his class now. I dealt with this yesterday. Fucking made me so upset. This kid, my son's the youngest in his class. It's supposed to be 7 to 12, and he's 6. And he's bigger than everybody. Like, he's a big kid, so they enabled him to allowed him to go in. And there's just one kid. I won't say the kid's name, because
is the kid 12 though?
The kid's 8, I think.
Okay, I was
the other saying. Kid. And this kid's a fucking. He's just a bully. There's no other way to describe it except for the fact that it's like he's sweet on the surface, but like when he grapples with the other kids, he tries to hurt them.
So he's Cobra Kai.
He's Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which sounds badass, but...
Yeah. But isn't.
My kid is fucking Miyagi Dojo, and he's very sweet, and he wants to, you know, take care of a bonsai tree and fucking...
Well, yeah, because some people get into martial arts for the discipline, and other people get into it to be an asshole.
Yeah, well, this kid's Elizabeth Shue. The hot Elizabeth Shue, not the fat, sloppy-titted old...
You speak for yourself, motherfucker.
You don't want to fuck a young Elizabeth
We'd all fuck Elizabeth Shue. I'd fuck Elizabeth Shue's shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Please. But this kid, what he does is just like the way he grapples with the other kids. He tried, like yesterday there was a girl where he just held onto the armbar too long. He caught this little girl in an armbar and he hyperextended her arm. She's like crying. And he's done things like that a few times with my son. Like when he goes to pass, like instead of just putting his hand on his head and like going around his body, he'll like smack his hand into his head. You know what I'm saying? And there's just these little dick moves. If you go to get a mount on somebody, you can simply put your leg over their stomach and get mount. Or you can dig your knee across their rib cage, across their stomach, and really make it uncomfortable and painful.
Either which way, you're going to come.
But when you're training jiu-jitsu, you're not supposed to be doing this with your partners. Yeah. You're supposed to be trying to like learn with them and helping each other out. And the little kid, that's just the best way to describe it. He tries to hurt his partners regularly. So yesterday, I watched him just like beating up my fucking son. And it made me so... Dude, if this kid's dad was there...
Dude, beat the.
I would have said something to the father. There's no doubt about it. I would have fucking said, and my son.
The lack of one.
How many times people say
anger.
That about you as a kid?
Yeah. But if he, like, then my son, like, we got up and left. I tell my son was a little bit embarrassed because he was, like, just, you know, physically bullying him. And we got outside and my son started crying. He broke down and started crying. And he was like, he held it in the class. Ooh, it's getting me emotional right now. I want to go find this fucking kid.
No, I get it. Yeah.
You didn't go, fuck him up next time. Next time he does that, you.
No,
match him with equal
because
force.
It's training. It's his training partner. It's not like on the schoolyard where it's like, you're not supposed to be hurting each other.
Yeah.
The reality is when you're training that way, I got injured. I had my shoulder subluxed because I had some dickhead wrestler. He was trying to show that he could out wrestle me. It's like, no, dude. Yeah, we know you cannot wrestle me. That's not why I'm training with you right now. I'm training with you to learn how to wrestle better, right? And if you don't have partners that respect that, you can get really injured. And that's how I got injured every single
time. Ah, you subluxed me! I've been subluxed!
I did one of those martial arts classes in Brooklyn. I did it for like a month, and that was the thing. I was the biggest dude there, and like I knew how to like do the disarm, to take a knife. So the guy was like, oh, you train? I was like, no.
Were you doing Krav?
Huh?
Were you doing Krav?
No, I was doing.
What he had to do every day to make it out of his own fucking shelter.
But the dude,
Shaq Fu.
Like,
holy fuck! What a pull!
Yeah, shit. That's great.
But the dude just always tried to prove a point. That's all they tried to do. Like, every time it was, like, his turn, he would try to twist my arm a little harder. Try to, like, when he go to sweep, kick my leg a little harder. And I'm like, I know what you're doing.
That's it.
But I'm going to catch you outside.
Yeah, but that's it. But I had to, you know, I had to have a conversation with my son where it's like, no, that's not what you're there for. You're not trying to hurt your training partners. And you don't have to train with anyone you don't like to. So if you don't want to train with that kid, you don't have to train with that kid.
And it will make him stronger in time.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing is, like, he was doing good against the kid, too. The kid was being a fucking dick, and you know, James was getting, he was being physically hurt, and the kid was sort of bragging about getting the positions on him.
Yeah.
But my son was also getting in great. My kid got mount on him at one point, and this is a kid who's been doing it substantially longer, is way older. So, yes, it will make him better. But at the same time, I'm not risking my son having a fucking broken arm because some kid doesn't respect the fact that you have to, you know, train safely. I mean, these are fucking children.
I mean, and he is violating the rules of the...
Oh, for sure.
So why don't you snitch?
I did. Oh, for sure.
But I know what you mean by, it's weird with a kid.
I spoke to the coach after the class. I didn't. This is before my son even went outside. I spoke to the coach after the class. I was like, look, that kid is, he's training dangerously.
Yeah.
And the coach was like, oh, yeah, I know. We've sort of been at the edge. And I was like, yeah, but... you're really risking some shit here, you know? Yeah. And at this point, now I've said something. Now if my fucking son gets injured with this kid, it's going to be a major fucking problem because on record, I've said something to them.
Right.
So.
Plus, like, with that,
because
I grew up wrestling, that's your teammate. Like, if you're training with this guy, that's your teammate. If you're treating your teammate like that, imagine somebody, that like, the shit you're going to do battling in a competition.
Yeah, you can't do that. And nobody's learning that way, so... my kid, you know, he's just a sweet little boy. He's not an aggressive kid. He's not like a fighter like that. He doesn't associate.
He's a Capricorn. We're good people.
Yeah.
He's got the same birthday as me. I love the kid even more.
He does.
He does. Have the same fucking birthday. Great. I was thrilled.
Kid was supposed to be 75 like
18 years apart. Yeah. At least.
With, AC Slater?
He died.
No.
AC said, we talked about this on our, he's an idiot. He, Charlize Theron said something like, she's letting her child identify as a transgender.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't, he literally went on.
He said it's dangerous. I saw his quote.
He's like, it's alarming and dangerous. Pull up the quote. If a kid says, I want to, it's like they'll see something.
We have Mario Lopez says this.
Oh, there's a video of him saying it. I didn't know there was a video.
Was he sitting backwards?
Mario Lopez.
He's sitting on a chair.
You're backwards.
Coming with the hard point of views.
Here's why I say
I see him on my hotel TV.
Because you have a major job. Like, I'm talking about, like, major TV. Yeah. Okay. Just be opinionless.
And it's fucking fluff.
Just be opinionless.
You don't gotta do shit.
All you gotta do is, extra. What type of smoothie is that?
Extra.
No opinion.
You're sitting on camera going like, and now we're going to the premiere of Transformers 5.
Yeah. His job should have been, and Charlize Theron's son's gonna cut his cock off.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah. Extra. Extra.
I think he said it about the Transformers
movie. Charlize Theron's son has
I don't think these are trans positive, these Transformers.
Yeah, this is the easiest job in the world.
You just don't have an opinion.
Billy Bush can do it.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is not have an opinion.
Yeah.
Not have an opinion. It's not even a big deal. Have your opinion. Just have it not when there's a camera in your face.
Yeah.
You fucking fool.
Yes.
So, Paul, I want to see this. This is great.
At the same time, my God, if you're 3 years old and you're saying you're feeling a certain way, or you think you're a boy or a girl, whatever the case may be, I just think it's dangerous as a parent to make that determination then, okay, well, then you're going to be a boy or a girl, whatever.
That's funny,
because
he looks transgender.
And it's sort of alarming.
Like, from this angle?
Oh my gosh, I just think about the repercussions later on.
Well, I agree.
I mean, if your 3-year old does go, I'm a girl, you go, this wait, you'll be Batman next week. Yeah. Just wait it out.
Yeah, you don't buy a bunch of frozen dresses.
Here's the problem. And it's like, I think it's a sin choose the problem. I think that it's, this is her transgender child.
How old is that kid?
The one on the left is the transgender?
I think that's too young to give your kid that much freedom. if my kid at early stages went, I want to be transgender, blah, 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 go, look, it's fine. You can dress however you want. But when you become old enough where I know you can deal with the backlash of that, You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. You're going to get bullied.
Your dick being torn off your body?
Yeah.
Backlash. That's how I go in. All right.
I remember my son really liked Frozen and was like wanting to wear the dress. And I was like, no, man, that's for girls. And we put on Ninja Turtles because he's a boy.
Right.
You wouldn't let your son wear a dress?
I mean, I don't really care. I love Wanda. Yeah. But it's like, why?
Not apologetic. Why? We won't be doing that. We won't be doing that today. No. How about wrong. He's got a buzzer.
What is so wrong with teaching kids about masculinity and how to be a man? Why is it such
because
a fucking horrible?
You can still teach a kid about masculinity. Like, what's masculinity? Doing push-ups? Know how to fight?
Hey, queer, that magic wand, let it go.
Yeah, it ain't about the clothes, because you can look masculine and still not be mad. You can be gay
what's wrong
and look
with
like
teaching,
the hardest
don't,
dude.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not saying it.
You gay, Gino.
But you're telling me if he's 17 and he's like, Dad, I'm gay, I don't give a shit. I'm just saying when he's like 3 or 4, why can't you guide them into a certain direction?
I feel like because it means nothing.
Hey, can I tell you why? Three's going to fuck it. I'm really,
like, nigga, go ahead.
I'm really leaning into Lewis.
Do it.
SJW Gomez
3 years old, no one knows you.
Oh, no, I'm not saying I wouldn't let him do it. But I'm like, why can't you introduce other stuff
can
to
I,
you?
Linda, let me
that's all I'm saying.
So I'll tell you what,
I'm not, I don't like, have a kid, so I can't really go that far.
Oh, I'm not gonna if he puts on a Frozen dress, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, you little like yeah, you're disappointed your fuck.
I'll tell you why you can't necessarily lead them into that, okay? It's because this, okay, and this is the truth.
And
it's only because I really fucking care about my kid. I really do. I would never want for him to be afraid to be truly honest with me, right? Mm-hmm. So if
or we, himself, I get that.
Yeah,
yeah.
But even with me, like, he's gonna have those own internal demons, and everything in the world is gonna weigh on him. And just being a fucking human being growing up, being a boy growing up in today's society, I think is a tough thing right now. You know, and I feel like I don't want to guide him in a certain way, and then him to have some sort of guilt because he's not pleasing me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason why, like, if he wanted to play with a doll or whatever it is, I wouldn't necessarily just go, oh, well, that's for girls, that's for... I haven't. And there's been times when... And I've told the story on the show before, but I did do that once. Like, we were buying him a skateboard, and there was 4 different skateboards. One was a girl skateboard with, like, a pink heart, and there was, like, a green skull, a blue sword, and there was all these different designs and these little kids' skateboards. And I was like, and I put them all on the floor, and I was like, James, you could pick whichever one you want. I put the pink one there. I was like, I'm going to be a progressive father. I'm fucking, you know, it's 4 years ago at this point. I was like, you know, it's 2015, 2016. I was like, I'm going to fucking, you know. And he goes to go grab that pink skateboard, and I just fucking kicked it down the aisle.
But he's only going for the pink.
He's talking about
it's the brightest
color. Yes,
it's
you're
the
right.
Brightest.
It's
he's
the brightest.
Not going. He doesn't know it's for girls. He don't know it's feminine. He's just going. Oh,
I know. That's
bright.
Why I took the option.
And
away.
That's what I mean. And my wife's there, so she's going to let him do whatever he wants in that sense. Like, he's going to get that. But I think that is important, even at a young age, though, to be like, oh, I like this stuff. I like the because he fucking loves Ninja Turtles. Yeah. I don't give a shit if he loves Frozen equally.
I lean into the shit, like, more manly type shit with him, but it's only because he does. Like, here's the thing. I have.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to.
My friend,
be like,
I had a friend who was
sick
when he was 6 or 7. He was going to be gay. I already knew.
Yeah.
It was Barbies. He was playing house. It was, he just wanted to be, like, doing, like, playing house was, like, a big thing. He wanted to, like.
Always be the mommy?
Yeah, but he would do that. Like, one's a mommy, one's a daddy. And, like.
It was like no, we roommates, so.
And he had so many good toys. You had to sift through all that fucking gay shit with this kid and be like, all right, dude, we're fine. I'm the daddy. You're the mommy. It's like, my dad. And they got to play with all of this awesome shit.
Yeah.
But I just think my son's gonna be straight. So it's not really a concern of mine. Yeah, it would sort of suck as a man, and it's not right to say, but as a man, 37 years old, grew up, born 1982, you were looked at as being less than when you're gay.
And I'm the same age as you.
I know you are. And it's not right, but what I'm saying is the same reason why I wouldn't want to put those thoughts in my kid's head is because I have those thoughts. And I know that if my son was gay, I'd be embarrassed. And I know that I'd have to fight through that. I'd probably have to go to therapy so I wouldn't let it affect me the same way. And that's not right, but it's honest. Now, Mario Lopez is having an honest conversation, which is what we want. I mean,
but
what
in
is
the wrong medium, because
there's no medium that he can have.
The people that listen, and I'll take it a step further because you're all young. Sure. Here's the thing, like, I'm 50, okay, and I
we
grew up
know
in, I know, but here's the, I know, quit bragging, right?
You're only 50.
Yeah, yo, I'm right here. But this is the thing, I grew up in a time like in the 70s when you couldn't be gay, you know what I mean? And people like, oh, it's
and you
wrong
walk
to be
down
gay.
The street like this,
right? But all the people I knew,
every movie you dance fought.
I talked right over it. I totally stopped because I had to let it fucking breathe because it was so good. I'm sorry.
You went and saw Staying Alive.
Yeah, the colored had a good one.
All the kids I knew growing up in grade school that you knew. On it, yeah. I'm done.
Say. Sorry, Gina.
It's actually a good point. Yeah, like, because you don't realize it's like when I was a kid growing up, all the kids I knew in grade school that you're like, this kid. And you didn't even call it gay or know what gay was. You just knew they were like really effeminate.
You weren't
but they couldn't
be gay.
They couldn't be gay. Right. It wasn't.
Yeah, they would hide it. They would, absolutely.
But then now when I see them, you know, and this, they're all grown up and they're getting there like, oh, it's okay to be gay. So it never changed who they were growing up, you know? So for all the shit they
were
told. But
it probably did. So when you leave that shit inside, right? When you, whatever it is, that I know when I'm lying, right? This is the trigger for mine. It creates an insane amount of anxiety in my life.
Me too.
So whenever I've been cheating on a chick, whenever I've been hiding something, and it's a pattern that I go back to, and you get comfortable in these patterns, even if they're bad. It feels like home, being anxiety ridden because I'm telling a lie. That feels very natural, and it's just I go back to that regularly, you know. And I think that keeping something inside like that and not letting it out and feeling like, fuck, my family is going to disown me. My friends are going to make fun of me. You know, it's different now, but especially where we were growing up, I think that could be damaging. I think way more on the surface, everyone looks great, right? So those 50-year-old gay guys, I'm sure that they're like, dude, I'm so happy now. I'm married.
But they had to fight though.
They had a fucking, absolutely. And they have a lot of fucking shit going on inside of them. That's like fucking, that I'm sure is fucking crazy and evil and they suppress it. And I think that's how you probably make gay pedophiles. Cause they're all, they're.
I was wondering how you did that.
I need
a
couple.
Well, that's, I mean, there's
what
a theory.
The ones that aren't gay? They're just pedophiles.
Well, and there's also the theory that that was the Catholic Church, though, is they started putting kids who showed gay signs into the Catholic Church. So they were their sexual growth was kind of stunted at the age of when they went in. So, I mean, that's definitely
But they were fucking them.
Not when you go into the church when you're an altar boy. That's what
then
I mean.
Then they become like
they were trying to, they were trying to pray the gay away. Uh-huh. And then when they got there, there's a few pedos.
Already like, there.
They go there and they, you know.
And it's a circle.
Yeah, it's a very guinea thing to say. But like when you were a young Italian kid, if you were a feminine kid that they thought were going to be gay, they kind of directed you towards the priesthood.
Especially in Boston, Detroit, New York.
Because they would rather you not fuck than fuck
but
dudes.
But don't you think, though, here's what I don't get. That the issue is we're talking about three-year-olds coming out as being transgender. That's my point.
That's not a thing.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the same
react
as saying,
to it.
If,
at three?
No. I talk about it in my act.
If my kid says he's Spider-Man, he's not really Spider-Man. Yeah. So, no. I mean, it doesn't mean
it's
anything.
It's crazy. And here's the other thing. As Charlize Theron, this is where it bothers me, okay? Because if you are an activist, if you are like, dude, I am a child trans rights activist.
Yeah.
And then the 0.00001% chance that you would have a transgendered child.
Yeah.
It just happens.
No,
you're not guiding this.
No,
she didn't, dude.
Really?
That child is fucking young as shit. She's been a trans rights activist for a while.
Of course she's guiding it. But
do you think she put that kid in that, like,
I think the kid at one point said, I don't know if I'm a girl or a boy. And she was like, you know what? You're neither. You're whatever you feel like.
Yeah.
And that kid, that's fucking confusing.
I think people.
That is confusing as shit for a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old to comprehend. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. This whole gender thing is the reason we simplify it for kids is because they don't understand big fucking concepts. You're not going to get, they don't understand nuance. They don't understand sarcasm.
Don't know how to pronounce vagina. They go vagina.
They don't understand
like, they
any
don't
of
understand
this
any
these
of
are hard. That's still called vagina.
Yeah.
So now you take
it's on the tip of my tongue.
It's an easy definition. You're not hurting anybody by saying a penis is a boy and a vagina is a girl. There's nobody being hurt there.
And there's also a difference between...
As long as you're teaching people to not be hateful toward other people that feels if they fit into another category.
Yeah.
You can say, look, that kid's crazy. Don't hang out with that kid.
But but there's a big difference, too. Like, you're talking about the easy bake oven
if you don't
kid.
Laugh, I'm just going to get canceled from my own network.
But there's a difference between an effeminate boy and a gay adult. Like, we should not be sexualizing children like this. This is my problem with all of it.
Because I grew up with kids who were effeminate, but they didn't end up gay. That's just, they hung out with a lot of women.
Yeah. Do you know how much I sucked at baseball? Yeah. Everybody thought I was gay.
It's not sexualizing children, but what it is as you're growing up, we were all kids, you know, and through whatever paces you go through those beats, you start to think about sex. And whether it is in a sense of like you're in a classroom and going, oh, I want a boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, I wanted to kiss a girl when I was in the fourth grade. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started having those like
thoughts and emotions. I was
masturbating. He was already grinding in the fourth grade.
I was jerking off already in the fourth grade. But not every kid.
When you watch movies where you know the boy has a girlfriend and it's appealing to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you get it.
So it's just sort of that process of maturing, you know, these, you know, it's not us looking at like a kid and sexualizing them at six. It's like, no. A kid being gay, I think those things are there already.
Yeah. But you even said, James, the other day when you guys were looking at pictures on the phone, he said something like, I can see her big breasts.
Yeah.
So like he's six, but he used to. But what
if he
wants them?
What if he was like, ooh, I want a pan?
Well, I mean, even
pan down so I can see her dick, Dad.
But I mean, even when you're like seven, you remember when you first find a Playboy or something? Yeah, like you're intrigued.
Seven?
You might not.
Seven?
Yeah, I was seven.
What is wrong with you?
It was over a football coach's basement.
What were you doing in your football coach's basement?
I was friends with the son. It was just me and him having wine.
Trying to get a scholarship.
Yeah.
It was wine out of one of those big orange Gatorade.
Yeah, he dumped it on my head and fucked.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, but I just remember we found a stack of Playboys. We were seven, and it was like he had been obviously a subscriber since day one because it was just boxes.
He got the black and white copy.
Which I wish I had. Yeah. I wish I had some vintage Playboys.
You can leave
Playboys
after the wine, Jake. Yeah.
Once my kid's like cool as hell. 12 or 13, I'll have a few vintage Playboys.
Oh, that's how that was. I think my dad was so afraid that I was going to be a fag that he pulled a Hail Mary. And when I was like 12, he showed me a penthouse.
Oh, my
and
mom.
Like page by page went over it
penthouse.
And asked what I liked.
Penthouse. Yeah. Was this when Penthouse was doing penetration or not yet?
No.
It was a spread puss.
Spread puss.
So my mom bought me my first magazine when I was even younger than that. I was maybe 10 when my mom bought me this magazine from this little Indian fucking deli.
By the way, there's such a reason we're friends.
National Geographic.
I used to just look at the jet beauty of the week. That was the best. Remember
Swimsuit
Jet Magazine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Jet Magazine is a black-owned magazine. It's not around anymore on, like, physical copy. But they used to have, like, beautiful girls, and you would see them in their business suit, and then it would be in, like, a swimsuit.
They went out of business.
That was my
shit. The ink cost too much.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't remember Jet?
I sort of remember it now. It's almost like an FHM for...
Yeah.
Are you that much younger than me? How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're a few years younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first magazine that I owned, what my mom bought me. Like, she bought me that one. But then there was the one that we found in the woods, the penthouse that we found in the woods, that we all just passed around.
Y'all jerked off in front of each other?
Not with those kids, but I was jerking off with my other friends pretty regularly.
How old were you when you found that penthouse?
And you were at about 8. What? That's pretty gay to me.
8, 9.
Well, I was like
jerk parties?
30 years.
Yeah,
and I didn't have.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, that is.
That's more alarming than my kid asking for a dress.
Yeah,
I go just don't. But jerk around.
Did you ever eat the cracker?
We did play cookie on the cookie once, and I lost, and I refused.
In England, it's called soggy biscuit.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's a real fucking
so classy
game.
Over there. Yeah.
Me, John Hickey, I'll say the names, and Jimmy Bitts, his cousin. It's a little incestual as well. We played Ookie Cookie, and we didn't have any cookies. We had like a Russell Stover's chocolate, like, you know, one of those where you got to bite into it to figure out the flavor.
That's a delicious.
So we didn't even know.
But you didn't have to bite into it to know the flavor.
Yeah.
So we all fucking jerked off on it, and we're all beating off, and I couldn't even get my dick hard because we're sitting there pretty close, like as close as we are right now, just like jerking off, looking at each other. So like we all went to separate corners of the room, and I stopped looking at them, and they just fucking first John Hickey dropped a load on the fucking chocolate, went sat down on the couch. Then Jimmy Bitt dropped another load, and then.
Well, how can you even get hard there? Like, you're thinking about eating fucking...
Well, now I'm really in my head.
Then I was rock hard. Never mind. Now I can get an erection.
When I was a kid, I just be hard from the
Why you
gotta
eat it?
Because
you're the
last one to come has to eat it.
That's for y'all.
You never heard
weird.
Of that?
And hold on, but I refuse.
That's some weird shit.
Monroe, let me say that I refuse.
More.
Please, everyone shut up. I refuse to eat the cookie.
But then you're just a welcher. I'm not going to gamble with you.
I am a welcher. But I tell you what I did do. I did finish. I was like, I'm finishing this game.
Yeah.
And I kept on jerking off, and it was like another 15 minutes of me beating off as they just fucking rubbed their tummies.
Yeah.
And then I jerked off for no reason, walked over to the chocolate, came on the chocolate, and then I was like, all right, boys, I'm not eating it.
Yeah. Yeah, no black dudes are going to do that.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah,
I'm sorry. That's
true,
weird.
Though.
No. But imagine it was one of the hungry days at the shelter. Imagine.
And that's a serving of protein.
Imagine it's like a syrup sandwich, and then they jerked off on it.
That's nasty.
Is that a thing, a syrup sandwich?
Sweet and salty?
I think I'd rather have the cum.
That's what goes on. You grew up near the Palisades Mall, right?
Yep.
That's fucking
And it wasn't just, but that's not true.
I grew up
on
the border of Detroit, so our friends did not play.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've never seen it done.
Yeah. I just thought that's some shit that happened in movies.
No,
nobody's ever played cum-covered barbecue chip.
Well, I play that alone.
Wait, is that our stereotype that black people like barbecue chips?
Ookie on the bag of gushers.
Yo, y'all don't know black people. We don't fucking eat barbecue chips.
You eat gushers and hot Cheetos.
You mean icky piggy feet?
Icky piggy feet.
That's fucking funny.
Fuck yeah, dude. Free Realize Podcast mug for Dave Landau.
Thank you.
Nice.
Can't taste the cum with the hot sauce on top of it.
So, Mario Lopez, this is what this is all about.
Okay. Somehow we got here.
He said, the reality is he said, you know, the truth, which is that at the very least, what most people will tell you their real feelings are. Yeah. Now, they won't say it on record, but most people that aren't living in this whole, like, you know, fucking social political world that are trying to get likes on the internet, they go, yeah, a three-year-old, I wouldn't fuck with their hormones just yet.
Yeah, behind closed doors, if anybody said, hey, my kid thinks they're trans, I'm going to give them this thing to block puberty.
That's psychotic.
I go, that's fucking abuse.
That's psychotic.
Even if you're okay with it, if you're under the age of 18 as a man and 21 as a girl and you stop growing, I don't think you should legally be able to get hormones.
No, because you're
going to
fuck yourself up.
Yeah, it should not be.
There's so many different things. I mean, dude, I wore fucking eyeliner in high school. I mean, there, you try to fit in. You're trying to do different things. You whatever. There's a million different factors which make you look at yourself in whatever way. You know, I know hot girls that fucking see themselves in the mirror and they look at themselves and they're like, I am a gross pig. And they see themselves in whatever it is. And you're like, are you out of your mind? And they're like, look, I'm so fat. And you're like, you're a crazy person right now. So I just feel like you need to, with children, you need to at least have that conversation. What did he say about rape? That it was another thing that he said. It's both things now.
He should never be interviewed.
Damn. He may try to get his own show.
He should never be taken seriously is the thing.
Yeah, what is
that? The guy's never going to have kids. He's not.
I hate the fact that you...
He doesn't want women, I don't think.
I hate the fact that we live in a society where you don't want to have... and every opinion at least expressed and discussed and a real conversation and to... try to go after. I'm assuming I haven't looked, but I'm assuming they're trying to get him canceled from everything right now. And
sure,
you know, and what he said was pretty fucking mild. There was no hate. He was tiptoeing around this sentiment that most people agree with. Most people with children. It's not right wingers. Not Trump supporters. Just anybody.
It's not anti-gay. It's just pro children.
It's just saying like, hey, anything my kid does and says, I sort of take with a grain of salt, and I kind of go like, all right, let's examine where that might be coming from. He's a child. He's three. You know, what was the thing that he said about rape?
The only way that rape shows up in the article is that he had been accused of date rape.
Unlike Saved Mario, by the Bell,
had to
right?
Be before Saved like by
the Bell. No, I think it was on set of Saved by the one of the extras accused.
Yeah,
later, like they tend to do.
Dude, that guy was getting chased through a mall by pussy. He didn't rape.
If it was Screech, I'd go.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Screech was fucking too, though.
There's fucking hot dudes who rape because that's what turns them on. So hold the bitch down and choke her.
You know? That's true. Yeah. Who doesn't?
But date rape is different. Date rape is right. Like he just dropped.
You waste money on dinner first.
Yeah.
No, I thought that means you like roofing.
That's not what date rape is.
Date rape involves lobster.
Hey, you had a steak. Great. Suck it.
I think date rape is implying there's like a social setting that then somehow you rape occurred.
I think the definition of date rape is you know the rapist and went, you were with them under the pretense of wanting to be there with them, and then you are raped. So essentially, if you're friends with a guy and you go somewhere with him and then he rapes you, that's date rape. If you don't know the person first.
But did he buy dinner?
Yeah.
Should you get years off your rape sentence?
I think like a little bit, right? A little shave.
Depends on
what
it tipped.
Was like. You passed out and then he slid up in it, or put something in your drink. That's what I thought. Date
is that illegal?
What's the definition of date rape?
Yeah, because then it's just
getting raped after a date.
Because rape is that's right.
It's pretty straightforward. It's just rape committed by someone with whom the victim has gone on a date.
It's when you try to buy dates out of season.
Yes,
like twice as expensive. It's true.
Really?
Look it up.
They rape you on the price of dates.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon, are you fucking crazy?
It's not. Lewis
attack. I don't. I'm back.
I'm back.
It's when Gino checks his calendar for how many weekends he's booked for. Yeah.
Raping these dates.
Raping that date.
Oh, shit. So yeah, I mean, look, Mario Lopez said nothing that crazy. They're going to go and fucking try to destroy him for it, you know.
And that's the real problem, is we can't have honest conversations. Nope. Nobody wants to have an honest conversation. We just want to say that we do and then destroy everybody.
It's a crazy time.
Can't have any opinion other than going, yeah, I just think three-year-olds should be ladyboys.
Yeah.
And God bless all of them.
He just doesn't have that privilege. That's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah, he took that gig.
He has a job.
Agreed.
And that's why when you take a job, you represent the company. So you lose your freedom of speech.
I agree. And it's almost like this. Yeah, you're right. I don't think there's anything wrong with going up to a woman and saying, hey, I think you look very nice today. But if you work in a corporate environment and you do that to a person who works underneath you, mm-hmm. you can expect a call from HR.
Absolutely.
That's the fucking job. You
don't tell nobody to look great.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Well, I just sexually harass men.
To walk to your cubicle like with your face down
harassment, but that
is the greatest thing.
How much titty meat?
Sexual harassment day.
It's such a funny bit.
Can I sniff your seat? No. Oh, okay, that's fine. Just keep the flowers.
Keep the flowers.
I'm sorry?
It's Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's so funny.
That's the funniest thing to me, is that it's a specific date, so that every year on that day, you think of that bit.
Dude, that is my favorite special.
Elephant in the Room is the best comedy special
ever. Titty meat you got.
If you haven't seen Elephant in the Room, you can get it on YouTube right now, the extended cut. I think the Comedy Central cut's better. The edit that they did is perfect. The unaired stuff is really good, but it's not the way Patrice flows. Like, they actually, I don't know who edited that special, but I'm assuming it was somebody that knew what the fuck they were doing.
It seemed seamless. I didn't even know there was more.
Yeah, there's like an hour and 20 minute version.
Oh, really?
And then there's the 50 minute version.
I was at the first show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, you were there for that.
That's incredible.
Was it just my first year
in fucking New York, and nobody would come with me. I had a ticket, and nobody came with me. So they're like, we're just going to sit you.
Like, this guy's going to be around forever. Whatever, Monroe.
Uh huh.
Sounds great.
It's so funny. He died the next year.
Yeah.
Today, whenever I hear the name Susan, I just think of him saying,
Susan. Yeah.
The reason he's great is because he came out and fucked around up top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
who other than Pryor,
dude? Yeah.
Would come out and start their special with crowd work.
And his Natalie Holloway bit, where he uses the crowd, is the most brilliant.
They're not looking for you.
When he's just like, yeah, what's her
name?
Even
the black girl knew it.
It's like they just sent a brother to the end of the pier to be like,
oh, God.
When he destroyed that woman, that's my best thing, where she was like, oh, I'm just waiting for you to make me laugh. He's like, I can't make you laugh. That's something that you have to do. That's some, you're an evil bitch inside.
He's like, I don't know what happened in your life.
Yeah, but that is really true. Like, if you don't want to laugh at a comedy show, you won't laugh. You can sit there, the funniest comic in the world, if you don't want to laugh at them, you can sit there with stoic, arms crossed, staring at them. You can make yourself not laugh.
Your job is to make you laugh.
It's a dance. You got to fucking let yourself go. You got to be in the mood for it. Yeah. You got to fucking.
And I think that happens now more in clubs because social media, like some guy will be on Twitter and he'll send, and while he's typing a tweet, he's thinking it's hilarious. So he's like, he just imagines everyone laughing while he's doing it. He gets one like, that's all he needs. It's all he needs to think he's great. So by the time he gets to the club, he's like, I'm funny. And he's like, and then he'll see actual hilarious people, and whether he wants to address it or not, inside he'll know he's a piece of shit who's not funny. And so it'll just be like, these guys aren't funny. Because he's fucking, he's having to face reality that he's just a boring guy with no life on social media.
Well, there's also like sometimes an office goes together.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to be a little bit more tight-ass than usual.
Well, also we're slowly training people to react in a negative way to certain words, certain ideas. You have to be really skilled to do those topics. This is why like a show like Legion of Skanks, it's like people are like, oh yeah, you guys go for the easy laugh. It's like, no, bitch, that's not an easy laugh anymore.
Yeah.
Saying crazy shit, it makes people tighten up. It makes them cringe. It makes them get uncomfortable.
People only say that to feel intelligent. You know that, though. When they go, the phrase,
punching down.
You punch down. There's like there's no such thing as punching down, dickhead.
Yeah.
You just trying to seem like your sense of humor is up here. It's not.
And I put everyone on the same level.
Yeah.
I spend 90% of my act trashing myself and my own insecurities. Well, and then you go at somebody else, it's not punching down, you are including them. I don't like,
and then
there's
being
that great act or that great bit by Key and Peele.
Yeah,
it's really fucking funny. I would even say play it, fuck it. We'll probably have brilliant to edit it for YouTube because I know Comedy Central bumps stuff, but if you want to put it on for a second for these guys, it is
It's the comedy club. It's like the insult comic in the comedy club.
I don't think I've ever... Like,
I think I've seen that one.
I love the principal O'Shawn Hennessy
with,
one.
With the dudes in the wheelchair.
Yeah, he's
shit.
A burn victim. Yeah, yeah. And it's that like, show was he's great. Ignoring,
I never saw
he's
that.
He's ignoring the guy. Yeah. You know, it's really funny. We should watch it for a second. Yeah. I know.
I'd love to see it.
But he's ignoring the guy, and it's almost like that's what you're sort of dehumanizing him because you're not including him in the thing. But it's really funny. Key and Peele is sort of a show that I've never even considered, and everything I've seen from
it's
them
so funny.
Has
it's
been
fucking funny.
Hilarious.
Almost every sketch I think is brilliant. Yeah.
Really,
yeah,
I have to
it's
watch
fucking
it.
Yeah,
like the Lewis,
dude, the black know. Teacher reading off the names.
Yeah, that's. Hey, I'm going to send you down to Principal Sean Hennessy.
That movie,
Shaughnessy.
That movie, Keanu,
like on,
was good
on SportsCenter to this day. They call Aaron Rodgers A-Aaron. It's fucking great.
A-Aaron.
A-Aaron.
Go ahead, play it.
Thank you, sir. All right. All right, how's everybody doing? All right. And you guys can all hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right. I know this guy can right here. Boy, this guy's ears are so big, he's laughing at jokes from the Yuck Yuck Club all the way on the other side of town. All right. And you, sir, you're doing okay?
Right.
And you're getting enough to eat? Is that even possible? Thank you, sir. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm going to get everybody tonight. Nobody is safe. I'm getting everybody, except for you, sir. I'm going to leave you alone. Just like your date did tonight. Hello!
It's Gino's act.
I closed you. I was going to say, I closed you.
Okay, who's next? Who is next?
Shannon.
I get it. You have breasts, okay? Jeez, I mean, look at this chick over here. Her cleavage is giving the Grand Canyon an inferiority complex.
Oh, my God.
You scared me.
Who's talking right now?
This is terrible.
Yeah, hey, man. Look at that pink shirt you got on there. Wow. Where'd you get that? QueerT-Shirts.com?
It's in support of breast cancer awareness. I am gay, though.
Okay.
Go for it. I can take it.
So awkward.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So oh, hey, yeah, don't you worry about that, man. Gloves are coming off. Okay.
Oh, side of his head.
Right there, right there. What's with the three drinks, man? We alcoholic much?
This is my pain.
It's okay, medication. He is in pain.
Because he's in pain.
Right now.
Make fun of the burns.
Make fun of the, what did you say? Because here's the problem, sir, is it's really dark in here, and sorry, are you burned? Because I can't make it out. Thanks so much, ma'am, for illuminating me. I appreciate that. Oh, those burns.
Make fun of the robot voice.
Sir, I don't know.
Come on, I can take it.
Okay, well, no, you know what?
I feel or like... the wheelchair.
Look, sir, there is nothing funny about you being in a wheelchair, and we can all...
But there is something funny about me being fat.
All right, no, all right, fine, fine. I've got it. I'm doing it. I just didn't want to go after this guy because I didn't want him to kill me in my dreams.
like
Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
No? No, did you see how Freddy Krueger's face is burned off? That's not...
He's crying.
You ass. He said he could take it. That's what he said.
I thought I could, but I can't.
How is this on me? How do we even know if he's crying right now? Well, I don't know that sound. It just sounds like an electronic sound. Are we?
Tears.
He said he could take it.
Okay, that's my favorite.
That's
sketch ever.
I've never seen that.
Ever.
You've never been in a situation where you have to make fun of the person. Like if you're already doing crowd work.
Yes.
Like I was in the Virginia Funny Bone, and there was like a bunch of couples at a table, and they were talking, but they were funny. There was a lady in a wheelchair on a date, So I just made the joke that I was like, oh, this is going to be easy for you, dude.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Fucking you have damn. To. Like, miss, you don't even got to move no is that legs
a,
out of the way.
Is that either. A date that you're sitting on? Because you probably can't feel it.
But she loved it.
Small fruit.
She loved that they came because people don't like being excluded.
Yeah,
no, I then agree. They don't feel equal. And it's that's the best thing about the hood. We make fun of everybody. Oh,
exactly. And it's weird when like they'll pull you aside before you go up and they're like, hey, there's a guy in a wheelchair. Now you have that joke. And I'm like, how big of a fucking coward would I be if I didn't do that joke tonight? Well, I'm absolutely going to do that joke tonight.
yeah,
I want to tell the story of you at LOL so bad.
What happened?
I don't remember.
This was right when LOL opened. And I was like floor managing, like wait staffing, and I would do checks. Lewis and Gina were both on the show.
It's a good time.
It's when LOL was literally a classroom that they would put sheets over the mirror.
Yeah.
It was, like a dance studio.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
a
dance studio where they took folding chairs. Yeah. This is the old location. Folding chairs,
yeah.
A microphone, and a guitar speaker.
Yep.
And I'm talking, they're selling $30 tickets for this
place.
Yeah,
it was... Everyone that came in, you would just see horror in their eyes. They know they got ripped
It's
off.
A real comedy club now.
I know. Yeah. I also haven't been there since they moved into the other location. I just know.
This is what it was when it opened.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I used to be there.
Yeah. So
Dollar Pizza across the street was good. Still there.
But there's maybe 10 people in the crowd. Four of which are a family. Mom, dad, daughter, son. Son is as gay as the day is long, right? This kid is just flaming effeminate. Lewis goes on. And Lewis does a bit about his dog, but it starts with, would you care if your son is gay? And he goes, you, sir, to the dad, would you care if your son is gay? And the dad goes, yes!
And the son is gay.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So he starts talking to the family, and he goes, lady, ma'am, to the wife, ma'am, what are you guys doing here tonight?
Sorry.
And she goes, it's my birthday! Oh. And he goes, and you're here? And the dad goes, yeah, I got $5 tickets on Groupon. And Lewis goes, ma'am, he spent $5 on tickets for your birthday? Divorce this man. She bursts into tears and runs out of the room.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Wow.
So now we're from 10 to 8 because the daughter and the dad stay. Gay son follows mom into the lobby.
Mom.
Right?
Because she knows his
Which,
secrets.
By the way, when you're sitting in the showroom, the lobby is right outside the door.
So you can hear.
Yeah. So every time the door opens, you can hear the mom wailing. And it's like a haunted house. Now Gino's on.
I'm a very sensitive.
I'm in the comedian. Back of the
So now room. Now there's a dead ghoul on stage. Yeah. That's really turned into
literally
a haunted house.
I'm standing in the back. Gino's on. And you literally hear like, hey, you never call a whore, right, princess? And then the door would open and you would just hear... For 8 people sat through an hour show with a woman screaming outside the door.
Good time.
That's so funny.
Fucking greatest.
Yeah, I'm great at crowd work.
I just remember, sir, would you care if your son was gay? And he just goes, yes. Yeah. With vitriol.
But that's just a jab. Like, they just should not have been there. That's
yeah. You would also, I mean, that's not on me. That's on
no,
him.
No, I didn't say it was
that's
on you.
Him being a bad person.
Yeah.
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 Them just being having a terrible family dynamic. That's all it is.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, if you can spot the gay kid from stage in a dark room and the dad has no idea.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad for that family. I ruined that woman's birthday. Kid doesn't probably talk to his dad anymore. What are you going to do?
The house
what are you
going to
do?
Down with
I think
body.
They bought my album.
Gino.
Kidding. Yeah. I think they bought my album.
No, it's all good. We're going to get out of here in just a couple minutes anyway. I wanted to do this. I guess we'll save it for Friday. I wanted to go over the Democratic debates, but...
I didn't watch any of that.
I didn't watch
anything
any of it either.
No, of course, and I haven't been near a news thing since I woke up and did the shows.
It wouldn't be the Realist Podcast if we watched the debates.
Yeah, you're right, but...
Yeah, we were actually going to just pull up the women... And we were going to
right. judge them.
Judge them.
And wasn't yesterday the low tier one? Like, aren't there two? Because there's so many candidates from the DNC, and like they're gonna like have a second one. I'm asking. Like, I remember the first time they did it. It was two nights.
Who's the hottest? Nate? Who's the hottest of the candidates?
It's really in the eye of the beholder. I can bring him up if you
bring
want.
Bring him up real quick.
Bring him
up.
All right.
Okay.
She's cute.
Sure. No idea.
She's bad.
That's Tulsi Gabbard.
She's running.
She's running.
Never heard of her. Okay. I would, but I've never heard of her.
And then...
What?
It's Kirsten Gillibrand.
I've heard of her, but I don't know.
No,
I didn't know it was
fucking,
her.
Yeah, she needs to get
I'm
a face
terrible.
Lift.
Put a hat on her.
It's probably just a bad picture.
She has Zach Amico hair.
There's Kamala Harris.
I like Kamala Harris.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is that who Kamala Harris? I thought Kamala Harris was a guy.
No, you're thinking of the wrestler, Kamala. Slightly different.
I heard that. I was like, Kamala's running for president. That is so fucking cool. Gets my vote in a heartbeat. Go ahead.
I hate to tell you, Kamala ain't running for anything.
There he is. We interviewed Kamala when she announced her candidacy on In Hot Water.
He has no feet now.
He has no feet?
That's how she comes out.
He has no feet now?
Yeah, he's not running for anything.
Hard to run. Go ahead.
This is Amy Klobuchar.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, look, we need a hot... Who cares?
Is it Emo Phillips?
Aren't they?
She looks like the mom in every 80s movie.
Doesn't she?
Go ahead.
Elizabeth Warren.
I knew her.
Yeah. She's annoying, too. There's something about her, like...
Were these all on last night? Sorry, these were all the ones last night? Yeah. But Warren's, like, a good one, I thought. She's, like, a... Is there another debate?
She has her wigwam and firewater with her.
Maybe she got demoted.
I don't know what the fuck. She's just... her fake enthusiasm drives me out of my mind.
It's like the second stage at Lollapalooza, these debates. That's what they are.
Anybody... You really love throwing Lollapalooza... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking of Lilith Fair. Damn it. Sorry, Gino. I was going to give you shit.
It's like the second stage at Lilith Fair. You love Lilith Fair. I do. I'm going to see Sarah.
Is there anybody else?
Yep. Then there's Marianne Williamson.
Who is it? Everyone's talking about this bitch, too.
Never heard of her.
She's dressed like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, no.
She looks like an 80s rocker, doesn't she?
She'd have scarves tied around the little microphone.
I like the first one's my favorite so far. She was pretty cute, dude.
Really?
Yeah, she was cute.
She's cute as shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Look at her.
She looks like Veep.
Can we get some? Do we have any nudes on her?
I'll look it up right now.
Can you look up Tulsi Gabbard nudes?
Get the dark web app.
Why not? Who cares, right? Doesn't matter. Anybody who's in the presidency, doesn't matter. You guys think that they're doing anything? You think you fucking have any control over the system? You're fucking crazy, doggy. But I want a hot bitch to look at. That's it.
Uh-huh.
I like Trump because, to be honest with you, at the very least, it's kind of fun to be a part of this whatever evil world we're in. It's like, it's way more interesting.
If you really want to change, you vote local.
And I feel when Obama was in office, we were probably murdering as many babies in the world.
He deported far more people than Trump ever.
I don't know. Look, let me make it clear. I don't know.
He killed plenty of people.
What I'm saying is, let me make this point, please. If I would rather, I've made this point about a person who has a fucking Confederate flag on their front lawn. I would rather know.
I told you not to tell anybody about
that.
I don't know what a mic.
Let's not pretend we're in this kumbaya fucking world.
Oh, no. What a person is.
I'd rather just fucking know. Yeah, Trump is unapologetically fucking evil. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, dude, I don't give. Like, you would think he would even pretend to not fucking like. But every movie he makes, it seems like it's just to drum up more interest. It has nothing to do with policy. I don't even know what. I have no idea what actually is done in terms of the laws. The whole public persona is just to drum up emotion. He's going to win this election. I tweeted this morning because I watch how emotional people get.
Because Gino is going to vote a bunch of times.
I love that you think I vote. You're fantastic.
You have to have an address. You have to have an address to vote. Okay, you can't just put fucking...
Where do you live? My car's right outside.
Fucking show your your car registration.
You just write Jameson in.
That's right.
But it's an emotional thing, right? So I tweeted this thing out. There was a term in sales, and the term is when you cry, you buy, right? And what it means is if you look for people's emotional triggers when you're trying to sell them something, if I'm selling you a car, I'm trying to find out if you have kids. Trying to find out. Then it's like, oh, now I'm talking safety. Now I'm talking about getting them to school on time. Now I'm talking about this car lasting 15 years so you could watch them graduate college. Like these little emotional things. All that is fucking being a psycho salesperson. Those little things, they're trying, you're a mark, and they're trying to get you emotional. And
that's just Dale Carnegie tactics that have worked since the 40s.
100%, yeah, 100%. Okay, so that concept of you when you cry, you buy it, you're looking for emotional triggers. And Trump has figured out how to get everybody emotional on both sides. And it is a back and forth. And the emotions are so high. And there's nobody on that side, quote unquote, the Democrats, that's able to sort of control that emotion. So what's happening is Trump is sort of able to reap all of the benefits of it. And on the other side of it, there's no clear good guy against Trump. So there's nobody to get behind. There's no emotion there. That is literally what's going on right now. I kind of watch every election season. I'm reminded of that phrase when you cry, you buy. And I watch everyone get emotional about everything that fucking happens. And you go, you guys are all just people sitting in a car dealership going like, I just want to watch my kid graduate. Like, that's what you are. I just won't even go into the dealership. I just don't believe any of the process. I would just rather take the fucking bus. So
I drive a bus.
So you're saying there's no one to oppose him that has that same
type of emotion? He's not going to get they're not going to get people emotional. They're just not doing it. I don't know. I didn't watch the Democratic debate, but it seems like it seems like a bunch of fucking beta nerds. There's not a clear leader out of these people, a person that's like,
there's not a clear perspective either.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on. You know, Bernie Sanders is hanging out with Cardi B. I'm like, what is this? What is that? Not such a, how do you not see that and go, oh cool, I'm a mark, I'm buying that now? How do you not get mad at Bernie Sanders? How do you not go, oh cool, you think I'm that much of a fucking idiot that you're just gonna put some fucking rapper stripper up on a podium with you and go, well, come on guys, vote for me?
I mean, that's
you
what Trump
think I'm
did,
that dumb.
But Trump did it
years, he paid her
years.
What do you mean,
in the making?
Well, he was always he was the status symbol in rap, like, you know how many songs people reference him? Like, I'm trying to be as rich as Trump. Yeah. He was in all these videos. He made he's been running for president or some sort of office for a very long time.
He's Gordon Gekko. Because
he's been campaigning. He had everybody on his side.
Yeah. I don't, maybe, I just don't know if it's the same. I respect Trump's version of it a lot better because it's not as just transparent and cheesy. For Bernie Sanders to sit there and on a stage with Cardi B and go, like, look. We're discussing the issues. You're like, what? Like, I just don't respect that guy. What do you want me to say?
But I think Ann Coulter said on our show, like, he didn't even think he'd win.
Yeah.
Like, it was just one of those things that happened. And now I think you have 50% of the country that's so pissed off that there is a chance that he will lose just based on that.
The problem is they're not going to get, there's not the good guy. There's not the superhero there. There's nobody there to give that emotion to. So they're going to be all divided. And then by the time it actually comes to the person versus Trump, I just don't see there being any person that can sort of stand there and have the conversation and just beat him in those moments.
And there's not a courtesy of a debate anymore either, where it's this person says it, this person says it. It's just the attack on each other, which again builds more emotion and more anger.
Of course.
And I'd like to see somebody go against Trump in that, because he'll say fucking anything.
Yeah, it's interesting. Oh, look, I this is the most we'll ever talk about politics on this show. We are coming into the election season, so I'm going to make a very clear no Trump rule on the show. We do not discuss the election. We do not discuss any of this stuff. Got to keep it funny. That's the most important part. And I want to thank everyone for listening to today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Friday with who, Shannon?
Yeah.
Sean Donnelly and Mike Feeney.
Oh, great show. Great show on Friday. I want to thank everyone for listening, subscribing on Gas Digital, subscribing on iTunes, YouTube, and all those other pages. Make sure you follow everyone on social media, and make sure you follow Shannon and unfollow Ralph right now on Instagram. What is your Twitter, your Instagram, one more time, Shannon?
ShannonLee6982.
ShannonLee69. 69.
It's my birthday, also Dave's birthday.
And then 8 and 2.
Yeah.
August 2nd?
June.
June 2nd. 6.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll be back next 82. Time. 82. 6.
That's all, folks.